The Aussie market had its best day in a fortnight on Thursday, with the ASX 200 up 35 points or 0.5%, closing back above 6,700 points. So it's a ninth advance in 11 sessions, and we're getting closer to the record highs hit just a couple of months ago. Two things of note today which really received a lot of attention. The first was an update by the Federal Reserve, which we'll get to shortly, and also a key monthly report on jobs growth in Australia. Now, that report received plenty of attention just before lunch. There was good and bad news coming out of this report. Initially, it seemed quite positive because there were twice as many jobs added last month than expected, 34,700, in fact, and we've had 35 consecutive months of job gains as well. Plenty of bad news as well, though. We had all of the job gains coming through from part-time positions. The unemployment rate edged higher from 5.2 up to 5.3%, a 12-month high. That was not expected. And looking forward, there are also signs that growth could slow further, just because there are the number of jobs being advertised in places like Sydney and Melbourne have dropped by as much as 17% over the past 12 months. So the bottom line here is that it's made an interest rate cut next month much more likely. In fact, the market is now pricing in a 70% chance of an October cut. Prior to this report this morning, there was about a 50-50 chance that that would be the case. So secondly, we had that Fed decision early this morning at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That essentially did not surprise as far as the actual interest rate cut decision, a 0.25% cut, second straight month of interest rate cuts. But what received more attention was the outlook for the future. So basically, the Fed made some comments that raised doubts of future rate cuts, and it basically highlighted quite a divided and split Fed at this stage. So both of these pushed the Aussie dollar lower today. Now, as far as the stocks and sectors are concerned, it was a good day. Gains across the board, 10 of 12 sectors actually improved, and the main losers could be found in the gold sector, subsector, with Newcrest and Northern Star falling, but also energy stocks are continuing to unwind some of those big gains on Monday, and that's because it looks like Saudi Arabia's oil processing plants are going to get back online sooner than expected. So we've had Woodside and Beach Energy doing quite poorly today. The banks were mostly higher. Macquarie stood out, lifting about 2%, and in the telco space, Telstra had a pretty strong showing, lifting about 2 as well. We had profit results coming through from Washington H. Soul Pattinson and Brickworks. Underwhelming numbers overall, but both of those share prices rose, and we had James Hardie and also Aurizon both hitting record highs today. Now tonight, you've got the Bank of England holding a key meeting on monetary policy, and the Aussie dollar is softer at 67.8 US.